Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Arki Chankuti is with us, Dr. Arki Chankuti, the co-author of Built on Trust. Arki, tell us how we can find you online.
At learningcenter.net, and you can reach me directly, Arki, A-R-K-Y, at learningcenter.net.
So check it out, folks, and the book is available wherever books are sold. Still very popular, still a very important book. We're talking about trust, and Arki, you were saying it as we went to the break. We're talking about I asked the question, why is it because trust is such it's almost like oxygen, you know, it's essential to every element of our lives, because we're not out here, you know, like we're stranded on a desert island by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We live in a world where we depend on other people to do their part, to make this dance, this marketplace dance, this societal dance that we have, that you and I, as we go through our lives, that we take, and so we depend on everybody. And you were saying that you're concerned that some people, one of the reasons why more people don't want to talk about it, don't want to have it too much on their mind, is because the more they think about it, the more they think about some of the bad things that have happened to them. And so are you saying that is it a form of denial?
Yes, it's a form of denial in the sense that we're avoiding pain, and the pain is not, you know, completely conscious. It is for a while after one of these betrayal events, but then, you know, it fades away and we forget it, and we're avoiding that pain. And so when you tell an executive, let's say you're talking with somebody who's got a small business, store's got 4 or 5 employees or whatever, and you say to that person, you know, you can cause trust to be the fabric of your organization, to be the culture. Many people are surprised. They, well, how? What are we talking about? You know, in other words, we're so used to thinking that we are affected. We are at the effect, let's say, of other people, and whether they're trustworthy or not, et cetera, et cetera. We don't think about as often as we might. Well, we can cause trust. And we can. In other words, if you're a leader in a small business, you really can make the culture of your organization based on earned trust. First, you have to earn the trust of those you work with. And that sounds maybe backward, mm-hmm. but it's really true that we have to overcome this history of mistrust that we all have, and that we're all a little suspicious and a little skeptical underneath.
Maybe, well, everyone, the first time you engage with someone, everyone is on probation, aren't they?
That's right.
I mean, at the moment of the first contact, everybody's on what we, you know, when we hire people, sometimes we tell them they're on a 90-day probation. You know, if it doesn't work out, you know, no harm, no foul. We just split, you know, we just part company. Right. But so everybody's on probation at the beginning, aren't they?
That's right. There's this suspicion. Again, it's not.
But it's healthy, isn't it? Isn't that healthy?
Well, it is. It protects you. But the problem is it's overdone too. It's overgeneralized. In other words, our suspicions go by categories sometimes. So we have categories of people or categories of functions. For instance, if you're in product development, you've had a rough time with the marketing people. Let's say even in a previous company.
You may,
as soon as those marketing people start to talk about, you know, hurry up, get things done,
yeah.
You know, they're, oh boy, there they go again. They don't care about quality. It's this phrase, there they go again. Or, you know, and these decisions, always, all people, all never again, those kinds of things, they get categorical and with categories of people and functions. So
does our legal regime or system in the United States contribute to this? I was just, as you were talking about that a minute, I was thinking about a person that I care a great deal about, and he cares a great deal about me. We decided to do business together.
Uh-huh.
And he turned the paperwork over to another part of his company, and they generated the original document. He wanted to have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would have been happy, at least initially, with just a handshake to begin with. But he thought we should come up with a piece of paper, and that was fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other people came at me with a document that didn't sound, that sounded like I should put up my guard.
And so
I put up my guard.
And
the thing is this dance went back and forth until it got to the point where, guess what? We wound up not doing the deal.
Right. Now, a lot of this litigiousness, as we say in our society, is a protection. I mean, he may have been protecting himself.
Well, his people were protecting him. But unfortunately, though, is if he and I could have gotten started just on the handshake where he trusted me, there was risk there. There would be risk there
that
one of us would not perform. But if we could have gotten started and then said, okay, this looks like it's going to work, why don't we go ahead and tie this up with a document? And I'll stay. See, I stayed involved in my document. He didn't.
Yes.
And so I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that that because now, it wasn't that he didn't trust me. It's just that we didn't employ the trust mechanism, the trust scenario. I guess maybe I should say.
Well,
does that make sense?
There's a big lesson in there for I think all of our listeners at this moment. I mean. Because when you begin to establish trust with your people, there is a period of time where, you know, there could be mistakes and errors. It's a new thing, et cetera, et cetera. Yet they're not going to be, you know, horrible, you know, big betrayals, but there could be. So you need to have that period of time with benchmarks,
right,
where you're watching carefully, and you're patient with one another to get back on track. You're not going to ignore the mistakes. You're going to deal with them. But we call that supportive accountability, where you're going to have the accountability, but in a supportive way.
Hold on to that thought. Archie Ciancuti, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.